This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, a lovely day because of what Kyle Schwarber did last night. Eagles start in 6 days. And next week, we will be giving away tickets to the Eagles game as we, our show, and of course, prior to us being here, the Angelo, Al, Rhea, Jonesy group for many years also gave away Eagles tickets, and we'll be giving them away next week and all throughout the football season for every home game. Of course, the tickets given away courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, Power of Medicine, and Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week, we'll give you the opportunity to hear the clue. And with the clue, your chance to win the ticket. We'll tell you more about that, the when, the hows.
So you're saying someone has a chance to go see the banner get dropped?
Yeah.
Okay. And let's hope, Cherry, we clarify.
And James,
that.
Let's hope two things this time with the banner. I'm sure I'll say this again next week, but here's my
one recollection of the last one.
Yeah. So last time, the rain delay was brutal. Okay, it was brutal.
It was the first time I ever spoke on WIP, the rain delay.
Really?
Yeah. Because
you had to get thrown on the air?
Yeah, Merrill couldn't go on. They threw it back to the studio. Me and Barchard back in the day were at the studio, like, doing our pod after watching the game, and they were like, hey, can you guys go on?
Yeah.
And we just hopped right on the air.
Yeah. No, I mean, good job by you there. I mean, radio, it's just someone's got to step in. And that was a big delay. And I just remember there were thousands of people in the concourse. And there wasn't that much room for thousands of people in the concourse. So that was brutal. And then the other thing I remember is when it was revealed, it wasn't like here's the moment, almost like, let's say, New Year's Eve, you know, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Not that it has to be a countdown, but it was like everyone's looking up there. And then you look around, you look up, you look around. And then, like, all of a sudden, it was just there. Like, there was no moment where they said, like, this is it. Look now. And, like, so a lot of people missed it.
Well, I think it got rushed because of the delay and the network. That's what I remember of it is they had to, like, kind of get through the banner because you got to start the game because we're late for a national game, you know?
And the other thing that's a little odd about it is it's not like in some sports where a banner goes up. It's already up. A cloth is just removed. And then there it is. So anyway.
That's Charlie from Harrisburg.
Oh, your buddy?
Charlie!
Yeah. Oh, nice. Charlie, good to see you, buddy.
Thanks for coming out, Charlie. You know, Charlie was on my attempted run to the Senate.
Oh, okay.
He was your campaign guy, right?
So he failed?
Yeah, we all failed.
Man. Oh, Charlie. I'm just saying, I mean... Come on, Dev. Was that wrong?
I could have predicted Joe was going to say that. Like,
right,
I would have bet on it. Actually.
Well, I'm not saying it was Charlie's fault. Look at the freaking figure he was dealing with here.
Charlie knew what he was doing.
Nah, I believe
that's for sure.
All right, all jokes aside, good stuff. 215-592-9494. We think that the me and Fritz basketball game will probably be September 9th at 4:30. We don't know that for sure yet, but we want to tip you off to that day and time. Because that's the likelihood. That's what we're aiming for, September 9th at 4:30. We'll look to confirm that next week. Reminder, McGurk's Wednesday, three different shows out there, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And Terrell Owens will be out from 5 to 6 p.m. at McGurk's. Hugh Douglas is going to be on the air with him that hour. That is going to be wild. All right, let's get to the poll result as we get ready for the Eagles and the Cowboys and also the Eagles and the Chiefs. Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. John, the poll question, will the Eagles be 2-0 after two games? How do you think people voted on this one?
I'm going to say 70% say yes.
55% say they will be.
Well, pessimistic.
Well, I think they probably will be 1-1.
I think there's a good chance they're 1-1. Yeah. They're playing at Arrowhead. Yeah, that's a really tough spot. And I know Jimmy's saying, they're coming back from somewhere in South America. They're still playing on a long week. And even though they're coming from a farther distance, it becomes a mini vacation for them.
But I will say it was a historic mismatch last year in the Super Bowl. I mean, that wasn't just a win. That was a beatdown.
Well, and that's a motivating factor.
Yeah, or maybe just a sign that the two teams actually are very separated in talent, that KC's reign is, it comes to an end for everyone.
It's
going
to be hard
eventually
to be that dominant this early in the season. That's my worry. Yeah. When you got guys out there who haven't really played at all yet.
Well, we'll be previewing all of it next week. We'll also get to our fantasy football draft order coming up in a moment. Let's talk to Derek and Paoli right now. Hi, Derek.
Good morning. Good morning. Listen.
Good morning.
I know Herb McGee. I used to work with Herb McGee at the camps, man. But in one-on-one, you're going to have to be able to get a shot.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Like Steph Curry, in my opinion, is only the greatest shooter of all time because of his ability to get a shot. You understand right. what I'm saying?
Well, like it's not the only reason. The fact that he makes it so much. But, yes, the fact does what he does off the dribble, and guys like Steve Kerr and Kyle Korver and even Ray Allen, who was great, and Reggie Miller, didn't do as much off the dribble. And I cannot believe I just put Steve Kerr and Kyle Korver in the same sentence as Ray Allen, Reggie Miller, and but those guys were great shooters.
No, you're right. And Klay Thompson, too. Klay Thompson was a spot-up shooter. Like, he's right about it. Curry is unique in that way of those type of shooters.
Definitely.
Yeah. I mean, Herb McGee, did he tell you that Ray Allen has the perfect form?
He did not tell me that.
Yeah, that's
he did
like
tell me that I do not have the perfect form. you know what, Derek? You know what we were really trying to figure out? And it's a thing, is how much he wants me to change my shot for a week and a half from now and how much he does not. Because he was very clear. He's like, look, if I had you over weeks and months, we would change your shot. We would recreate it. And he wasn't saying my shot's bad, but, make some notable adjustments that would get forged into my brain. But he's also saying in a week and a half, there's only so much realistically we want to try to tinker. So I think we're going to kind of have it.
Hurt you if it's too much or trying to do too much and all that. Yeah.
Hey, real quick, John Ritchie.
Yes.
So the thing with the Micah Parsons I wanted to ask you, right, is why I'm so surprised that it happened like that. Mm-hmm. They had him, they could have franchised him for two more years. So it's so ironic. Like, it had to be some really, really, really bad stuff going on for Jerry just to ship him off. Because even if Micah was trying to hold out, he's not getting paid if he's not playing. And that's a lot of money to be not getting paid if you're not playing. So, like, Jerry Jones literally held all the cards on his side of the table, don't you think?
It just doesn't make sense. It is, in my mind, one of the most foolish moves I've ever seen. I can't remember anyone letting a player of this level go elsewhere. Like, this is a diamond in the rough and then some. Like, this is a Hall of Fame player that you, seemingly had a wonderful relationship with prior to this whole fiasco. It stretched on far too long because of what seemed to be a too casual relationship between the owner and Micah. I think that actually got in the way of things too, which is more evidence of just like their ownership needs to examine, their organization needs to figure out how to help the team because they're in trouble.
The owner, though.
What's that?
You can't overtake the owner. It's kind of hard to overtake the owner.
You're right. You're right. We should thank our lucky stars so difficult to figure all that out. I'm glad it's not us.
Derek, they're a mess, my man. All right, Derek, I got to move.
I got an answer. Look, what? I got an answer for you. Look, Man, you going? Are you being disrespectful?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Respectful. What? Come on. You sounded like the afternoon guys now, man. We had different kind of relationships.
Don't be comparing me to Spike Eskin. Good
Listen,
Lord.
Real quick. Y'all was pounding on Chuck earlier. He did come off like real whatever. But I just think when you like look back in 20 years and you see the final score of that game, you'll be like, oh, four home run games. I turned it off after the second one. It was over. You know what I'm saying? But when I heard he hit four, I was like, wow.
You were bummed you turned it off, weren't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right? Yeah. But look, a bigger wow for me was I've been on hold for a while, but I literally seen a dude in the bathroom, man. He came out of the stall, and he ain't washed his hands. And I said, wow, as soon as I seen that.
Not good. Not good. Derek, good call. Have a good weekend, my man. All right, draft order. So let's get to it. We tried this earlier, and we found out that our guy Anthony only had 11 of the 12 names.
I counted. There are 12.
All right, let's do it. And, Devin, let's try to do it somewhat fast.
Okay.
All right, so just a reminder, everyone listening, the first name Devin picks out will get the 12th pick in the first round and also the 13th pick overall. So we're going from back to front. Pick number 12 will be made by who, Devin?
James.
I knew it was going to be. I'm good with that. I got the turn. I'm happy.
Okay, number 11, Devin.
Rod.
Rod Lakin. And it's his fault that his name wasn't in the hat.
All Rod's
number
fault.
Number 10.
Me and John.
Okay, Devin
wow,
and John.
Same spot, right?
Ken.
That's weird.
Okay,
hmm.
Fair enough. Number 9.
Joe Giulio.
Okay, Giulio. Okay, number 8.
Porter and Tucker.
7th pick in the draft goes to?
You.
Okay,
Joe
the Hammer.
Hammer
goes 7. Fair enough. Number 6.
TK.
Okay, Tom Kelly 6.
TK
number
went from
5.
12 to 6. Good win for TK.
Mike Angelina.
Angelina, similar to who he was 3, now he's 5. Number 4.
Ike.
The Ike man, again, number 4. So he's got nothing to complain about.
Spike's going from 11 up here.
Oh,
and Jack, both times Jack
is top. Spike has the next pick.
All right, number 3 is Spike. Number 2, Devin.
You like Jack? What is going on here?
Jack.
All right, so who's left? Number 1?
Number 1, Hugh Douglas and Kyle Quinn.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
Okay. All right.
It's good that
Devin,
this whole season is now under protest. So that's good to just know going in.
All right. There it is. That's our draft order. Number 1 pick will be made by Hugh Douglas and Kyle Quinn. With that said, let's do what we do every single day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Well, we check them, but we're the dummies that air them. I mean, who takes a voicemail system and says, let's air them to the public? Well, we do. We trust that you said something good, funny, creative, whatever it might be. All right, Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go, only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
I'm loving the month of Schwagest, and let's hope this rolls over to the month of Schweptember and Schwachtober. He's just effortless. It is. It's effortless. It reminds me of like men's slow pitch softball. He looked like he was in the home run derby. The dude's a freaking stud.
He's something, man. There's no question. I wouldn't say it's effortless because I think the guy probably pumped some iron, but man, he's got quick wrists and arms and
cat.
It's incredible.
It didn't change the outcome today, but he beat the hammer. Richie gave Joe's opponent an extra second and a half, just like he does every time.
Well, we'll have to check that. If that's true, then that could disqualify
him. I'm sure
him.
That's someone sitting really, there with a stop
do I really
clock.
Have
no,
to?
No, come on.
Well, I mean, I don't know, James. Did he?
No.
I'm asking questions. I've known him for 55 seconds or 56 and a half seconds, but I doubt it. I doubt he would do that. Like, it doesn't
all
make
right.
any sense.
Well, now I got to do a Beat the Hammer review. All
oh
right, go
God.
Ahead.
Once again, as a lifelong Cowboys fan, I'm tired of this pig slop this team rolls out. Whether or not we keep Micah Parsons or not, the team still sucks. The team's still going nowhere. I mean, for the love of God, man, I was 11 years old the last time that team was relevant. The team's not good. They suck. But looking forward to the game. Time's yours.
Yeah, I don't care about your opinion. You're,
I mean,
you're
I enjoyed
fan.
That. I don't know about you. That felt like that was enjoyable to hear the pain.
Yeah, it was. I'll agree with that.
Joe, I hope your weekend is lousy. Just as bad as you. I don't know who was worse. Chuck's phone call or your performance as the little hammer? Good luck this weekend, Joe.
They were hard questions. John, could you think in the moment who was the four receivers with 75 or more touchdowns?
No, I had no idea. I was not trying to engage my brain.
Devin, did you have anything on that?
I mean, I feel like Mike Evans is always very highly productive. We just don't talk about him.
He just flies under the radar.
He does.
Yeah.
He has like over 1,000
so
receiving yards every
too.
Season.
11
year.
Straight years,
year.
Yeah.
He kind of reminds me of Rafael Palmeiro as a baseball player, you know, but then Palmeiro.
Sure,
the
yeah,
whole,
no, that's a good comp, Joe.
Right, James?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Never a
it's
top
a really
five
good
MVP
comp, man,
guy.
But at the end of the day,
but,
he's one of a few guys with 3,000 hits and 500 home runs, like a handful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, yes. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, we're going to quickly turn to, in honor of Kyle Schwarber last night with the four home runs, for Adam Sandler tickets today. Turning to, I just need an answer to what made you and others go, wow. Gary and Vineland. Gary, give me an answer.
Real quick, I think your shooting style should be like your running style, front forward. And you'll get the space you need because Jack won't want to come close.
We shall
I'm
say.
I'm going to go with what I woke up to, the Odell Beckham one-handed catch.
Oh, that's a big one. Yeah, Beckham's catch is pretty. I mean, it's not us here in Philly, but that was something. Rick and Easton. Rick, what made you and others go well?
Sharon Stone uncovering her legs in basic instinct.
Oh,
wow.
What an answer.
That is a wow.
You even said wow to his answer.
I did. Sharon Stone. You don't normally see, you know, that in a regular movie. All right, we got to come up with a winning answer. Buster Douglas is a big one. Sharon Stone.
1980 hockey.
1980 yeah, hockey might be the winning answer.
I feel like it's Miracle on Ice, right?
The Michael Phelps thing was something, man. Mm. It was eight and it was a fingertip. Odell's catch. So I didn't live through, I mean, I was alive, but I don't have memory of the 80 hockey, but it's hard for me to imagine something beats that.
I can't. It can't, right?
You know? Similar to what is going to be said by Al Michaels when I beat Fritz, did I pull this off? Do you believe in miracles?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Al Michaels is going to be there.
Yeah, I'll get Al Michaels
okay.
on.
Do you believe in miracles?
Get
on. Okay. Do you believe in miracles? Yes.
All right. Congrats, U.S. Olympic hockey. I think that's a great answer. Congrats to Matt and Ridley with that fantastic answer. Congrats to Kyle Schwarber. Kyle, if you're listening, buddy, on your way to the ballpark later tonight, that was something, man.
Amazing.
Really incredible.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, man.
All right, and give the team a hometown discount and make sure you don't jack them up for too many years and too many dollars and stay here for just the right amount of time before you fall off a cliff like James Bradbury. Everybody have a great rest of the day. Joe and hey, next week we're going to be, I was going to say wall-to-wall football. That's not correct. We'll have a lot of baseball, but a ton of football as the Eagles season will be upon us next week. Thanks to everyone at Borgata, their hospitality. We shall talk to you next week. Enjoy Labor Day and the holiday weekend. Joe and Hugh, they're up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.